when I first started at Pianoforte, the chief draftsman and my boss was Reg Webster. There was also Bill Walker, who was head of the buildings and any work there on new buildings. Charles Hawkins was, he was another one of the managers. Bill Battams was head of tool room, and under him he had Bill Smith, who is Hazel Hatton's father, and my immediate boss, I suppose, was Doug Hancock. And obviously I knew quite a lot of other people that I came into contact with during my work that took me down into the works. Yeah,
that's good.
I remember the air raid siren used to go off at the factory for lunchtime, didn't it?
That's off.
And it's first thing in the morning. It used to give you so long to get there to clock in.
It went off. You had what was called the 5 minute warning.
Yeah.
And that, as you said, it was, I'm sure, an old air raid siren that they used. Yeah, that went off 5 to 8 and 5 minutes to 1:30. And then again at, well, to start with 5:30, then it became 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Did you used to have your lunch in the canteen, or was it mostly just the people who worked in the
Mainly the people that worked probably out of road. Station Road and along here used to be people who live locally and would bike to and from work. But the canteen was, it was a beautiful building. It was built just after the war, is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, just after the war. But of course, at that time, I can remember my father-in-law saying it was used for village social events as well.
Apparently had a beautiful wooden dancing floor.
It had a beautiful, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know lots of the ladies around the village worked there in the canteen.
They did, yes. Mm.
So bringing us on to the railway side of your interest.
Yes. I've always been interested. I suppose really, thinking back on when he wasn't working, my father would take myself and our pet Labrador a walk across the fields down to see the trains. And right from a very early age, I've always been interested in railways. And when I came to road, after my, shall I say, my active life with rallying and going all over the place following the cobblers, I joined the Railway Correspondence and Travel Society. They'd got a Northampton branch, and then occasionally on a Saturday we would go out and visit what then was, because steam was coming to an end, it was the start of the what first became known as preserved railways. They now go under the title heritage railways, where small groups of people bought old steam locomotives and preserved them and had them running. And over the years, the one that Brenda and myself go to regularly is down in the Cotswolds, runs from Cheltenham Racecourse up to Broadway, and it's 17 miles through beautiful Cotswold countryside. But also, whenever anybody told me any information about Road, for its railways, I used to make notes, and I'd got quite a large box full of the these notes. But in those days, I just couldn't bring myself to try to type up the manuscript for a book. But following my redundancy from pianoforte, I was given an old computer, and this I found marvellous, because if you missed something out, you could go back and add it or change it. And through this, I wrote the first copy of Railways Around Road. Had 100 copies printed up at what was then the comprehensive school. It hadn't become EWS, and I got it printed at a reasonable price and thought, see how it goes. And amazingly, it sold very quickly.
What year was this then?
Oh, the first book I wrote was published in 2010, and due to, I was amazed at its success, there was then a second edition which was done in a year later, 2011. Mm-hmm. Since then, Chris Hillier and myself have got together, and together with a lot of information that Chris has gathered, plus some additional information I've had, we're now working on a much enlarged version, which will probably cover Blisworth, Toaster, the station in Selsey Forest, and probably as far as Castlethorpe. I don't know how near it is to being published, because we still just keep adding information as and when we get it. Mm. But that will be a much enlarged. My highlight of last year was seeing the beautiful and brilliantly constructed model of Road Station from the old bridge that carried the Scratter over the line to the south up to the Courtenor Road Bridge. And I was privileged to be asked to lend some of my model locomotives and rolling stock to enhance this. But it was a brilliant model and was...
Mm. Because it got some accolades in the railway press.
It did, yeah. Yes, it got entered in a national competition and got highly commended.
Mm.
And when you consider that that was against some of the best model makers who've been doing it for years, it was a really, yeah.
Because you got a red plaque, wasn't it, on the railway bridge for the cutting or something,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes. I was fortunate, unfortunately at the moment, well not now because it probably won't happen, but due to a medical condition I get very tired and I do not attend any meetings at night. But when I did, I was fortunate to attend a local history meeting where one of the speakers was from Leicester University, who talked of the geology of the cutting and the fact that due to the construction of the cutting, the various layers of the various stonework, etc., that make up the cutting, This is now regarded as a site of special scientific interest, SSSI. And because of this, we have now been awarded a red plaque, which is awarded to very few transport-related
projects.
Thank you.
It's really good. Because you see, quite a lot of people stop and look at it. Cars stopped on
that's
the bridge
it.
Reading the
yeah.
plaque.
Yeah.
And also, we seem to be getting quite a few old steam trains coming through roads still. Quite often see people on that bridge waiting
they,
for them.
That's right. There are now quite a few steam locomotives that are now what's called passed for mainline running. Now, these have to be maintained at a very high standard, because obviously running on the main line, any failure and it would cause disruption to the normal railway services. But there are now quite a number of locomotives that have been passed for mainline running, and fortunately road is on one of the main lines that have been approved for steam locomotives. Yeah.
Because there was one a couple of weeks ago, was it a princess class or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Got loads of carriages, but it got a diesel at the back, I assume, in case it, you know, conked out.
That's it,
push it,
yes.
You know.
I've seen quite a few. I think they run through on Saturday mornings.
Yes. Another reason why you'll see them with them, it is a fail-safe method, but another reason is some of the carriages that these locomotives pull are what are called electric heating, and the diesel will generate the electricity to heat the carriages, whereas in the olden days the carriages were kept warm through what was known as a steam heating system, which obviously was taken direct from the steam locomotive. So it's also, if they run during the winter, the diesel is generating electricity to keep the carriages warm.
So you don't freeze to death while
you're yes. I know Brenda and myself have been on several steam hauled specials, and we was at Northampton Station, and the it was about an hour late on Northampton Station. The steam engine wasn't going to come on until we got to Birmingham. But the reason was the electric heating generator on the diesel that was designated to bring it from Euston up to Birmingham failed, and we ran from Northampton to Birmingham in the freezing carriage. This was an October steam trip. But of course, when the steam train got on, that again couldn't provide heating. So we ran all the way to York in a freezing carriage.
They're quite expensive, some of those excursions, aren't they? Because
they are now, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Popular.
Yes.
We went on the Settle and Carlisle.
That's a beautiful lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Years
ago.
So a couple of times the villagers there's been mooted that they might reopen the station. I know it can't now because of the traffic and everything, but were you in favour of that or
of
reopening the station?
A road?
I think in the 80s there was there was some money available, I think, and it was talked about when they were going to try and reopen it because it was so popular.
So when did it shut? In the 60s?
63, I think.
So is this part of the Beeching Cuts?
Yes. Oh no, sorry. Road station closed in 64.
Did you go down to see the last train when it, or?
1986. Was when they were more or less told that they would not reopen the station. No, and I don't know where I was. I can only presume. I wasn't in Road, else I know I would have been there. Well, not only would I have been, I'd have got on a train and gone to Northampton on it, but I've been asked that question before and I just can't think.
You've probably been rallying.
I'm not sure.
You went to see the cobblers.
Yeah.
So you're quite excited about this up and coming book then. You've been working hard on it.
Yes. As I say, I've gone as far as I can. And I think Chris is now getting it together. We've got it on a memory stick, and whenever we add bits, I alter the memory stick I've got, send it to Chris, he copies it onto his, and then if he gets anything, he sends his. And I so we've both got the updated copy.
Is it going to be a hardback book, this one?
It'll certainly be bigger than this.
Yeah.
Whether it's hardback, I don't know what Chris has got in mind. Hardbacks are very expensive. It might be one with card covers and a thicker... Yeah. Spine, not just a wraparound.
But you're self-publishing it.
Yeah. That again, we don't know.
All right.
I mean, I was fortunate with this that it could just about be done by Road School. But I don't think they could do and bind a bigger book.
Because you can get books printed through Amazon.
Yeah.
Now
that's self-publishing.
Yeah, the self-publishing, and they're not that expensive in relation to how it used to be.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, I was talking to a friend. He's written some. They're beyond me. Books on economics for sixth form students. Mm. He's a teacher of economics. And he was telling me now, he said he had two books published or printed and bound, but he said the four books since, he said it's not worth it. He puts them on Kindle.
Oh yeah.
And he said all he does then is to his students just gives out a leaflet. And he said it's up to them to download it and read it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So he said, although I've done six books, only two of them are actually
physical
books. Yeah.
New technology and all that.
Yeah. Mm. I know, because one of his books was of interest to a friend of ours, her daughter, when she was at university. And I said to her, this is one that you asked about. I said, it's been done by a friend. I said, the only thing is, I said, it's on Kindle. She said, don't worry, she said, I can do it. And because she was at university, she used the university's
equipment
that she could download it and print off like the little bits she wanted. For nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is progress.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like Alvin's job as well, wasn't it? It's all taken over by computer, your drawing, tech drawing, I think.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's that sort of job finished, isn't it? Mm. Yeah, the cars.
Yeah, none of the, I mean, quite a few years, there was no physical drawing board and drawing and all that. It was all done on computer and, and even the cutting of metal, where somebody had to sit and physically just minutely adjust a machine, which is where the skill of a toolmaker come in. Now they've got to be a computer whiz kid, set it up, and they would, the machine would cut and shape the metal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trouble is you're losing all the craftsmen.
You are, yeah. Because one thing we haven't mentioned, which one of my, after I'd packed up rallying and following the cobblers and everything that took me out of the house, probably due to my father, he did it through probably necessity when he first got married, was restoring old furniture.
Oh, right.
And of course, I, you know, took that on, and I now reckon that, you know, I'd restore anything in wood, you know, from furniture, boxes, just, you know, and it's one of my interests, because I can do that out in the garage and not be away from home.
Yeah.
And you just come in and rest when you want to.
Yeah.
It's just a hobby, a nice hobby for you.
Yeah, yeah. And I, when I was really into it, I did several craft fairs.
Did you restore anything for the church? Have you done any restorations for that?
Various tables for Road, Ashton and Hartwell, and crosses made, got some old wood and made. The cross that's just inside the entrance hall to the church hall.
Yeah.
There's a cross there at the moment, obviously, because of Easter. I made that from...
Yeah.
So when you're gone, all these lovely things will be left in the road that you've
made. Well, yeah.
Especially the church, yes.
Yes.
You're still doing it, though? Not so much,
Well, I don't do craft fairs now, but I'd still, if somebody wants something... restoring in wood, I'll say yes. Don't give them a time and get round to doing it, yeah.
What about holidays and things? Where have you
We both have been abroad before we were married, but we more or less made a decision that there's so much beauty in England and Wales that we never went abroad, but we did, started off, I suppose, either going to Wales or Cornwall, and gradually as, I wasn't quite as well as, and get a bit tired, gradually we've worked, right, Cornwall, right, went to Cornwall several years, then it was Devon, about, must have been 10 or 12 years to various places in Somerset, and now it's just the Cotswolds, Gloucestershire. But yeah,
that's where you go now.
Yes. But and we had two or three holidays up in the north and went on the Settling Carlisle, which
have you been on one of these railway holidays? You know,
we we never have. No.
I suppose they're quite demanding because you have to be at a different station every day.
They are. Several friends have been on them and they said they almost need a rest when they get back
yeah.
back home because they said it's all, you're on the go all the time.
It's all done to a timetable, isn't it? Because you've got to work with the trains.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Mm. Well, we seem to have covered nearly everything. Yeah. We're actually been really interesting.